Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
And this morning, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's a day that we need to rejoice in. So we've been talking about hope all morning. We've been playing music around hope, and vragies waar kom hierdie oulike kindertjies met hulle Romeine 15 vers wat hulle lees, en dis vragies ook oor die hoop. Who knows what Zanti's about to share with us this morning? Saam met ons is Zanti Swanepoel, internationale spreker, stichter van die Babies Behind Bars project, motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, vorige mevrou Verenigde Nasies internationaal, en sy dra amper elke dag haar stapskoene, want sy stap oorals. Goeiemôre Zanti.
Goeiemôre Brad. Nee, kyk, stap met ons stap, lyk my ons moet net vorentoe in die lewe, net vorentoe.
So we're excited to have you on, Zanti, om jou story te hoor en te hoor wat die Heer op jou hart geplaas het. So ons is baie, baie opgewonde.
Hey Brian, yo, what a privilege it is to speak. Ja, oor hierdie klankgolwe en ek loof en ek prys die Heer nog steeds vir alles wat jy doen. En ek wil jy regtig eer vir oggend. To work unto God is the greatest privilege. And not to do that unto men. En dit is hoekom ek ook al so lang deel van julle is, because all of us work unto God, and we want to be obedient in that. Ek wil bietjie vanoggend praat juist oor daai hoop, nê. Daar's so baie dinge wat onseker is om ons. Julle, as ons al ooit in onsekere tye geleef het, dan is dit nou. Ek bedoel, julle lees elke oggend die weerberig en dan soms dan is dit nie eers akkuraat nie, verstaan? Dit is so onseker. Jy dink jy gaan vandag warm kry en dan vries jy, of jy dink jy gaan okay wees en dan reën dit. En ek sit alweer in 'n situasie waar hulle 'n waterpyp herstel het hier in Gauteng, en vandag is my dag 6 sonder water. So hulle sê vir jou dit gaan so lank wees, en dan is dit glad nie so nie. Dan is dit nou nog langer. So alles is so onseker, en 'n mens kan amper nie, mens kan nie dinge meer regtig vat vir wat dit is nie. Omdat alles onseker is. So ek wil vandag 'n bietjie praat oor iets wat 100% seker is, en iets waarvan ons 100% seker kan maak. En dit sal ons nooit teleurstel nie, dit gaan gebeur, en ek en jy kan in daai, ag, die mooiste woord vir my in Engels is, in that we can solidify our confidence in God. Dit is my so mooi. Ek wil vandag vir jou vra, die ding jy seker kan wees, is dat ek en jy gaan eendag ons laaste asem teegvat. Ons gaan sterf. Dit niemand van ons spring dit vry nie. Dit gaan 100% gebeur. Ons kan seker wees daarvan. Maar dan wil ek vir jou vra, ons moet seker wees en ons kan seker wees van waar ons vir altyd ons tyd gaan spandeer. Jy sien, hierdie tydjie op aarde is vlietend. Dit is soos 'n sandkorreltjie. Dit is 'n oomblik. Dit is soos wind. Dis ook hoe Jesus dit beskryf. Dis net daai oomblik in tyd wat ek en jy gegeen was om hom te kom kies. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou sê, is jy 100% seker? Want jy kan wees. Van waar jy die hiernamaals gaan spandeer. Want dit gee ons hoop. Dis ons lewendige hoop om te weet dat my God leef. Hy's intens en intentioneel in my lewe betrokke, elke oomblik, in die detail van my lewe, deur die Heilige Gees. En Jesus Christus het aan daai kruis gesterf, sodat ek en jy met sekerheid kan sê, ek is gered. Ek weet ek gaan sterf. Maar dis net my liggaam wat gaan agterbly, want ek gaan vir altyd leef. Dis 'n belofte wat ek weer in jou hart wil kom vasmaak vanoggend. En as daar vriende, familie, kinders, ouers is waarvoor jy bid sodat hulle hierdie besluit maak, moet nooit ophou bid nie. Want dit is die belangrikste besluit wat ons ooit in ons lewe kan neem. En ek wil vir jou sommer net 'n storie vertel, en mag dit jou bemoedig vanoggend, oor Billy Graham. Jy sien, when Billy Graham was 92 years old, he was struggling with Parkinson's disease. In January, a month before his 93rd birthday, leaders in Charlotte, North Carolina, invited their favorite son, Billy Graham, to a luncheon in his honor. Billy initially hesitated to accept the invitation because of his struggles with Parkinson's disease. But the Charlotte leaders said, "We don't expect a major address, Billy. Just come and let us honor you." So he agreed. After wonderful things were said about him, Dr. Graham stepped to the podium, looked at the crowd, and said, "I'm reminded today of Albert Einstein, the great physicist, who this month has been honored by Time magazine as the man of the century. Einstein was once traveling from Princeton on a train when the conductor came down the aisle punching the tickets of every passenger. When he came to Einstein, Einstein reached in his vest pocket. He couldn't find his ticket, so he reached in his trouser pockets. It wasn't there either. He looked in his briefcase, but he couldn't find it. He looked in the seat beside him. He still couldn't find it. The conductor said, 'Dr. Einstein, I know who you are. We all know who you are. I'm sure you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it.' Einstein nodded appreciatively. The conductor continued down the aisle, punching all the tickets. As he was ready to move to the next car, he turned around and saw the great physicist down on his hands and knees, looking under his seat for his ticket. The conductor rushed back and said, 'Dr. Einstein, don't worry. I know who you are. It's not a problem. You don't need a ticket. I'm sure you bought one.' Einstein looked at him and said, 'Young man, I too know who I am. The problem is, I don't know where I am going.'" So having said that, Billy Graham continued. He says, "See the suit I'm wearing? It's a brand new suit. My children and my grandchildren are telling me I've gotten a little slovenly in my old age. I used to be a bit more fastidious. So I went out and bought a new suit for this luncheon and one more occasion. You all know what that occasion is. This is the suit I'll be buried in. But when you hear I am dead, I don't want you to immediately remember the suit I'm wearing, but I want you to remember this. I not only know who I am, I also know where I am going. May your troubles be less, your blessings more, and may nothing but happiness come through your door. Life without God is like an unsharpened pencil. It has no point." So may each of us live our lives so that when our ticket is punched, we don't have to worry about where we are going. Today, many things can go wrong, and lots of things are wrong in our world, globally, in many countries. In our country, many things are unsure. But I want to tell you today, if the first thing you know today is that you are sure where you are going to spend eternity, then you are settled and you have hope that the God who died on that cross for you won't leave you or forsake you. He is with you. And I want to leave you today with 1 John 5, verses 11 to 13. That is my assurance and your assurance that we don't have to think, are we or are we not? We can know that we can know. It is set in stone. We can be sure. It is written. And this is that testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who possesses the Son has that life. Sure. He who does not possess the Son of God does not have that life. I write this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, and we know that's Jesus Christ, so that you may know. And in the Amplified, that no is settled, absolute knowledge that you have life. Yes, eternal life. If we can make sure of that, and we can know that for a fact, like I do and like you should, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then all the rest God will add to us. For his word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to you. And finding this pearl, this truth, this jewel of eternal life found in Jesus Christ should settle our souls, should give us hope, and should inspire us to pray for others
Yeah.
and to today put aside all those things that trouble and worry us and go out and be Jesus to one more person so that they too may be sure of where they are going and not be like Albert Einstein that doesn't know where he's going without his ticket. Amen.
Amen. Zanti, thank you. You've joined together with me in my devotional this morning. I ended this morning with Romans 10 from verse 14. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them unless they are being sent? And that's why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good news. So thank you so much that God can give us a message this morning that we can intertwine even with the verses that the kiddies are reading out here, to know that there's hope in Jesus, an eternal hope in Him alone. Zanti, altyd lekker om saam te kuier. Dankie vir jou tyd. Thank you for your commitment and your passion and, ach, just for you. Thank you so much.
Dankie Brad vir julle ook. Tata.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.